All right. How are you, folks? Great to be with you today. I'm telling you.
I want all of you to enjoy your cake. So, enjoy.
Okay. I'm Mr. Joe, living in the twilight. How's it going, folks? Welcome to the big show. What's going on? I was just reading a couple things that I'm not talking about on the show, but I always check the headlines. And I like those. You know our boy James O'Keefe at Project Veritas got booted from his own company. Now he's got something called OMG. Oh, my God. Where he still goes undercover and shit. And he did it with a former producer of Tucker Carlson's. And although this guy would be on Veritas, on O'Keefe's side, I would think. So why would you have to go undercover with him? Well, maybe he still works at Fox. But yeah, he said Tucker was part of a settlement. That was part of the settlement. The money and Tucker had to go. That's how corporate news works. Because Tucker's on there bad-mouthing all the vaccines and shit. Pfizer is a huge sponsor. And there is why your news sucks. And don't tell me isn't going to happen anywhere, everywhere. But that's interesting, isn't it? You heard everything else. We parted ways. He quit. We fired him. Blah, blah, blah. Fucking Fox. Wait till people read that. You're already hemorrhaging viewers. What a fucking dumb move that was. Shit move. I thought that was fucking a lot of dirty pool going on. We'll get to it in a few minutes. If it's not the IRS fucking protecting Hunter. Whistleblowers going missing. What a dirty game. Don't ever. The more you watch this crap and watch these politicians, the more you appreciate the John Gottis of the world and the fucking, in the movie world, the Vito Corleones, who just say, fuck you. There's a scene in the Gotti movie. Again, if you guys haven't seen it, it was back in the 80s. Armin Asante played John Gotti, made for TV HBO movie. It's fantastic. Anthony Quinn's in it. It's fucking great. And, he gets acquitted. He's getting into the car, like on a New York street. Everybody's cheering. And Sammy Gravano's driving for him. And he goes, Sam, you know why they're cheering for me? Because I'm fucking the system that fucks them every day. And Sammy Gravano, okay, whatever, John. He goes, no, Sammy, you don't know. You're from money. Whatever, his family, I guess, was from money, Gravano. But it's true, you know. Look, I'm not condoning whacking people and shit, but they kept it. It was real greaseball shit, as they said in Goodfellas. At least they have the balls to say I'm a gangster, you know. Although he said he was a plumber. That was so funny. That was his, like, tax. His paperwork said he was a plumber from Queens. But he always lived in a fucking just a normal house that you would never know. But I'm just saying, this is just as filthy. And you know that. People are very naive. Another great line from The Godfather. Oh, Michael, you know how naive you sound? Senators don't have people killed. Now, who's sounding naive, Kate? Anyways, because that's what I wanted for Dallas. I wanted Senator Burgess, maybe Dr. Burgess. Never. He goes, never. Pass it up on. We'll get there, Pop. We'll get there. Hey, Paul, what do you got to say?
How many men on a hockey team?
About half.
Paul, what is the best reason for pounding meat? Loneliness. Sister Christian. All right, folks, I don't know what else to tell you. Red Sox, Pete fucking you, dropped 6 out of the last 7, I think. Got spanked by the Mariners last night at home, like 10 or 11 to 1. The night before, 10 to 1. Getting smacked around. Again, no Trevor Story, no Duvall. And I'm telling you, the lineup is still second in scoring runs in the whole fucking league. And it's not the offense. And the pitchers are getting healthy. We got this guy Paxton that we got 2 years ago. Fucked up his elbow like the day after we got him. Why am I telling you this? You don't care. Let's move on. Fuck it. What do you want me to do? Cover Britney Spears? And by the way, she's dead. I'm serious. She's fucking dead. If you don't believe it, I'll give you my wife's email. Or anybody on... Follow that shit. And fuck MK Ultra and shit. The Disney people. Anybody who's a Disney character, a kid, Disney kid, follow it. It is creepy. She's dead, man. I think she died in that car accident with Justin Timberlake. But you just follow the the fucking posts that they, and I don't follow pop culture shit, but I do follow Dirty Play and cults. And they keep having her post shit. Supposedly it's current. And it'll be the same background as her and her husband 5 years ago on vacation and shit. And then she posted something from her wedding like a year and a half ago. She married that Arab guy. And Madonna is there. And did I already mention this? And a few other famous people. So it's supposed to be, it's a video clip from the wedding. They're all together, all the girls. You can see Madonna's hand like disappears into Britney's dress because it's green screen. It's the... You zoom in on Britney and all these posts, she doesn't even, it's a girl who doesn't even look like her. It's fucking weird. And I believe all of it. Ooh, tinfoil hat.
Ah, yes.
Remember? You came up with that. Yes. Write that down. Yep. I'll give you a dollar for that.
Yay. Great.
Yes. Let's get on with it. 4 years too late is the story. What does that mean? Special counsel, John Durham. Remember him? He looks like a German U-boat. Captain, Special Counsel John Durham's investigation. There he is. That could be Dallas. If Dallas shaved his thing and put on some of those German glasses. His investigation and inquiry into government corruption lies to secret courts, the weaponization of U.S. intelligence apparatus, the FBI's attempt to take down a sitting president, meaning Trump. Anyways, that's concluded after 4 years. And like I said, the Dallas, okay, so now we know the truth, and we know shit we already knew. And since then, the Dems have taken the White House and gone on their merry way. Nobody's been arrested and whatever. The FBI discounted, listen to this. This is a quote from Durham. The FBI, this is why they concluded it was a dirty pool. Ooh, I just came up with it. The FBI discounted or willfully ignored material information that did not support the narrative of a collusive relationship between Trump and Russia. In other words, he wasn't a special agent of Russia. There was no fucking... We all know this already. At least people on the right who watch that dumb network, Fox and whatnot. And, you know, One America News and, you know, the idiot conspiracy people on the right. Crossfire Hurricane was opened as a full investigation without the FBI ever having spoken to the persons who provided that information. Days after it was opened, Peter Strzok, remember him and his douchebag girlfriend, was telling a London FBI employee that there's nothing to this after he looked at it. Even that scumbag was like, "This, we can't pull this off, you know?
You're a wormy cocksucker, you know that?"
Yes, he is. Internal FBI communications discussing the Crossfire Hurricane during its early stages. It's thin and it sucks. That was Strzok. Sounds like my wife described my dick. Good night, everybody. British intelligence pushed back on Mueller's request for assistance. Imagine he was asking the fucking the Brits, their intelligence, to help him out. What a
you
jerk off.
You smug cocksucker. Fuck you.
Yeah, that's what they said to him. Basically said there was no fucking way. This the British intelligence said to Mueller. There's no way in hell that we're going to do it. Durham documents, two investigations into Hillary douchebag Clinton, one involving the Clinton Foundation. Oh, shut it, Hillary. We're doing the show from a farm in Savannah. And one involving illegal foreign contributions to Clinton's campaign. This dirty twat should be behind bars, just like Trump said during the debates. Can you imagine with all this help, she still lost? What a fucking loser. Cheating and still can't win. And you want me to believe that they didn't fuck around on this last election? We have evidence they tried to steal the 2016 one. In one Clinton campaign investigation, FBI confidential human source had offered an illegal foreign contribution to the campaign through an intermediary. The Clinton campaign was okay with it and were fully aware. The CHS offered the FBI a copy of the credit card charge. The FBI never got receipts. In fact, the FBI handling agent told the CHS to stay away from all events relating to the Clintons.
You fucking whore.
Can you imagine?
Yeah. Go home. Get my dinner ready.
We're supposed to believe the Dems, you know, they wouldn't rig the last election, right? You fuck. In February 2016, FBI Assistant Director Andrew McCabe, another douchebag, directed the Clinton Foundation investigation to be shut down. Remember, because his wife was running for something in Virginia. He walked that back after receiving pushback, but McCabe made sure that his approval was required for any further investigative steps. The New York field office was called on behalf of FBI Director Comey and informed to cease and desist from the Clinton Foundation investigation. Can you fucking imagine? The Clintons are as fucking evil as anybody.
Oh, that dirty cocksucker.
The FBI and Department of Justice restricted both of those Clinton investigations, making sure that essentially no investigative activities occurred for months leading up to the election. In comparison to the FBI opened a full investigation into the Trump campaign based on unvetted intelligence. There's one party that is not American, the Democrats, okay? They hate this country. It's not just left versus right. They should be abolished. Anyway, Civil War, sometime. The CIA had direct knowledge of the Clinton plan, and Clinton planned to vilify Trump by linking him to Putin and Russia. On August 3rd, 2016, CIA Director John Brennan met with Obama, Vice President Biden, and other senior administration officials, including but not limited to Attorney General Loretta Lynch and FBI Director James Comey. At the meeting, Brennan informed them of the Clinton plan. This jerk's been on TV for years saying he had nothing to do with it. In September 2016, the CIA sent the FBI this information on the Clinton plan to link Trump and Russia. Somehow the FBI did nothing to vet or investigate the Clinton plan, even though they were using parts of the Clinton plan, the Steele report, remember that, to investigate the Trump campaign, Durham writes. No FBI personnel who were interviewed by the office recalled Crossfire Hurricane personnel taking any action to vet the Clinton plan intelligence. There you go. So Hillary Clinton literally tried to rig the election. Should be hung from a... Gah. We knew all that shit, didn't we? Hey, in the second half of the show, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be talking about New York City parents furious at the federal government for putting their kids, you know, to the back for illegal immigrant kids. Putting grown men, illegals, up in their gymnasiums at like elementary schools and shit in Brooklyn. They're fucking furious. And I say to them, well, who'd you vote for? Last time I checked, Williamsburg and all those other Brooklyn, you fucking love, you're all Democrat. So how's it feel? You talked a good game about Sanctuary City. Now your fifth grade daughter's getting her ass stared at by a guy from Ecuador. He's 48. teardrop tattoo on his cock. What? Why are you going to go there? Anyways, that's exclusively on Mug Club, so join now to get it at nickdipaoloshow.com.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Let me spell my name. D-I-P-A-O-L-O. I think you can go to NickDip.com. Let's move on to some more dirty shenanigans. Hey, watch your mouth. IRS protects Grunter Hunter. I don't know what that means. He's always grunting in the videos we see. Dominican chick under coke all over her tits. The IRS on Monday removed the entire investigative team from its long-running tax fraud probe of first son Hunter Biden. Did you hear that? The IRS pulled the team off the investigation. In alleged retaliation against a whistleblower who alleged a cover-up, the Post has learned.
Well, I'm going to find out what the hell happened here.
Yeah, you better. I'll tell you what happened. I just read this morning, the whistleblower has gone missing. That's some real fucking Putin shit, isn't it? Wonder if he took a dive off a balcony off the Hilton in D.C. or some. No, they wouldn't do that. That's the healthiest he ever looked. Picture must have been from 3 years ago. Look at the blonde girl behind him. I sucked his ass. The purge allegedly was done on the orders of the Justice Department. What a filthy, all the way back to Hillary Clinton in that election. Remember Trump was saying they're spying on my election? Everybody said he's full of shit. And they called in Trump's family. And all. Remember all that shit? And they said he's parody. He's not. What do you got to say for yourself, people? And you're still voting for these cocksuckers. Was done on the orders of the Justice Department, the whistleblower's attorney told Congress in a letter. The whistleblower, who has supervised the Hunter Biden probe since early 2020, it's 3 years ago, has not publicly identified the first son as the subject of his cover-up claims. Well, who do we think he was talking about, Bo? Though congressional sources have done so.
Biden之子, Hunter Biden.
Yeah, he knows. John Yoo, yee, and on April 27th, 2023, IRS Commissioner Pete Rozelle, no, Daniel Werfel, there he is. He won a Tony Romo lookalike contest 2 years ago. And he's got the quarterback, a name of a quarterback, a Dallas in a fucking, you know, Florida. He won the Heisman, didn't he, Werfel? Yeah. Appeared before the House Committee on Ways and Means. He testified, I can say without any hesitation, there'll be no retaliation for anyone making an allegation. What the fuck? Or a call to a whistleblower hotline. Oh, right.
Because you said it.
Yeah, because you said it. You must mean it. The fact that you said it makes everybody go, you're a lying sack of shit. Please. Ain't nobody believing that shit. Ah, forgot the best one. However, this move is clearly retaliatory and may also constitute obstruction of congressional inquiry, the lawyers went on. Our client has a right to make disclosures to Congress. They're talking about the whistleblower. This is the lawyers for the whistleblower. He is protected by five USC defensive backs. Willie, five USC, 2302, from retaliatory personnel actions. So there's a rule right there that says you can't do this, what they're doing to him, including receiving a significant change in duties, responsibilities, or working conditions, which this clearly is because of his disclosures to Congress. You're supposed to protect them from any retaliatory. And they, and you know, oh my God, they just do what they want. One side does what they want. I keep using this analogy I have since this show existed. You're watching a football game. The Raiders don't have to follow the rules. Whoever they're playing, the Chiefs have to follow. Who's going to win? You can run out of bounds. You can clip. You can. What the fuck? That's any attempt by any government official to prevent a federal employee from furnishing information to Congress is also a direct violation of long-standing appropriation restriction. Yeah, okay. Blah, blah, blah. It's so funny this shit's down in writing. When you think anybody has read that in the last 40 years? Furthermore, 18 USC offensive linemen and 1,505 cheerleaders make it a crime to obstruct an investigation of Congress. They're doing all this. They're violating every one of these. Lytle and Levitt, the whistleblower's attorneys, wrote that. They wrote, the alleged retaliation surfaced at roughly the same time the Justice Department, hey, here's a coincidence for you, released a long-awaited report by Special Counsel John Durham that we just talked about, detailing bias in the FBI's investigation of former President Donald Trump's alleged links to Russia. So this all came out. The minute this came out, this report yesterday, they said, pull the IRS off fucking Biden's son's back. What a, they play brass knuck. They're going to have to douche. I don't know who the next president, well, I should say the next Republican. They're going to have to douche the whole Department of Justice from head to toe. They're going to have to clean house. I don't know how you do that. I don't know who you replace them with. But you, it's cancer. You know what I mean? Even when there's a tumor, sometimes you have to take some of the healthy tissue around it. You got, it's a great analogy. I know. There I am on the internet. I don't get it. Anyways, God, I love that goatee. If I had that, I'd be a fucking relief pitcher for the Milwaukee Brewers. Anyways, Trump's alleged links to Russia, blah, blah, blah. The more than 300-page report dominated the evening news coverage as yesterday.
But Joe Biden!
I think that was from
Newsmax. But Joe Biden!
That's them in the coffee room. Hey, for those of you on Mug Club, stick around for the second half of the show. Everyone else right now, go to nickdepaoloshow.com and join to get my full show and Steven Crowder's show and a whole lot more. And while you're there, you can go to the website, my website, nickdip.org. Click on the tour button to see where I'll be. The next one, I believe, I'll be doing one in Dallas, but this, I'll already done it by the time you see this. July 14th and 15th, Arlington Cinema and Draft House, Arlington, Virginia. Arlington or Alexandria. I've been doing that gig for 10 years. Still don't know which one.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.